fun to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, yes, we're on again, and it's Friday afternoon already. 1:16 Friday afternoon, that's our time. And outside, it's been an interesting morning. For a while, some people up on Route 98 had a power outage because the winds, if nothing else, blew down some power lines. And they stretched across Route 98, which was closed for a while, up in the Lykins Road area. That's all been cleared up now. So hopefully everyone has power. But that was a very thin line of storms that came through our area. Last night, you could see them clear back in Wisconsin. And I thought, well, it's going to take them quite a while to get to Ohio. Well, I think they arrived here much sooner than our meteorologist had predicted. So it came through here this morning. It didn't stay long. Winds up to 50 miles an hour, and then it went on east. Right now, it's probably over in Pennsylvania somewhere, shaking them up. But that's the way it is. And all the winds are out of the southwest. And, you know, a southwest wind, I don't like to really see, because that's the winds of Tornado Alley. Winds out of the southwest. You have to be mighty cautious of. And that's the way it was this morning. We had some weather alerts, that's for sure. But it was all over in no time at all. But that wind sure did blow. I was glad to see over on Cummins Avenue, our leaning tree, of course, was not bothered. It's still leaning. And I don't know if it's ever changed in its angle of leaning in years, but it sure does lean. Okay, so what do I have to give away today on this Friday? Well, let's see. Oh, and don't forget, too, tonight the KFC has their regular chicken fry. And I have to give away. I don't have chicken fry. No, chicken fry. Fish fry. Excuse me, fish fry. I have no fish to give away today, but I do have several McDonald's meals. That's right, I do. Lunch or dinner, extra value meals. And I also have, get this, Sansoda's Fresh Italian, a $10 gift certificate. Ooh, yeah, I know you're looking forward to that too. And then, if you so desire, I will give you two tickets to Everyone in Harmony for Saturday, September the 20th, or rather April 27th, at the Marion Palace Theater. That's the barbershop choruses. And then I also have two tickets to Mamma Mia down at the Chillicothe area where they have Tecumseh every year. So I've got all that, plus a Jags shirt, a Jags coffee cup, and a partridge in a pear tree. Okay. It's now 1:19. And anything else happening that you'd like to talk about today, if you feel like there's something you'd like to bring up, don't hesitate. 740-383-9944. It's been kind of an interesting time in the news, as it always is. You know, sometimes you wonder, too. Since we can access any part of the world anymore, almost instantly with news, we're hearing stories originating in all parts of the world. Are you really interested, though, in what happened over in Slobovia this morning in an apartment fire? But you see, we can cover all that now. And now, here's something else psychologically, I think. What you watch Columbus television, and there will be a story of a murder, but none of the details are available yet. And they'll say, but we're going to keep right on this, and we'll let you know all day long what's happening. Do you really care? Do you really care what's happening? I know the people involved in a murder or, you know, something very serious. Now, they're very curious. But how many of us are going to listen all day long to see if we get more details on something that really doesn't matter to us? Think about that. But that's the way it is, though, with television news and some radio news. You've got to get in there and get the story. And you've got to get it ahead of your competition. And you've got to get it in more detail. Or you've got to arrange it so in this exclusive interview we've had today, meaning that we're the only ones that this person gave a talk to. So look at us. We're number one. And it goes on and on. But yet we all like to hear news. You'd probably like to hear more local news, don't you? Well, we have local news on WWGH. Not everyone knows that, of course. A lot of people driving around in their cars go have us punched up. That's good. But anyhow, okay. So what am I going to ask you today? Something that might be of interest. Well, here's a good one. Yesterday I said I was going to talk about ice cream today. All right, now, I would like you to tell me, you know, I keep looking around. I keep seeing a bug running across my path. But it's not a bug, it's my eyes. That's weird. This little teeny weeny bug goes racing across. And, okay. In ice cream, northern, you know, a lot of areas in Ohio has their favorite ice cream. And one of those areas is northern Ohio. And even down here in this area, one of the most popular ice creams is produced by a particular company in northern Ohio. What brand of ice cream is that? Now, you can get this ice cream. I don't know if it's available in Columbus, but I think there are some places in Marion that carry it. What brand would that be? Ice cream made in northern Ohio. Oh, boy, and it is high quality. Woo! Everybody likes this particular brand. And a lot of people like the next brand I'm going to talk about. But right now, I want you to tell me, and I'll give you a prize if you can tell me what brand name is that ice cream made in northern Ohio that is so popular. You'll see signs and windows saying blank ice cream. Yeah, so they want to show you that they carry this brand of ice cream because they know it's so popular, you'll stop in and ask for it. And it's all, and like I said, I'd like to know where you can get it in Marion, but I'm sure you can after we find out what brand that is. Then we'll see if anyone can tell us where it is sold in Marion. 740-383-9944, that's our number to call. And this place in northern Ohio is so popular, you can go to the plant where it's made. Oh, here we go. Caller, go ahead.
Yes, would it be Velvet Ice Cream?
No, it's not Velvet Ice Cream. No, Velvet's not made in northern Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right. Yeah, what's the name of the ice cream made in northern Ohio? And the place where they make it, you can go anytime. You can buy sandwiches and different, but mainly you can buy ice cream. They have school seats. You can sit in and eat their ice cream. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Is it Toft Ice Cream?
Yes, Toft, T-O-F-T.
Yeah, I was up there over the weekend. I read their signs and everything.
No kidding. Hey, boy, that's good ice cream.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes. Are you eligible for a prize?
Yeah, I sure am. I'll take a McDonald's.
Okay, that's good. All right. And let me see your name again.
Ralph Thacker.
Yeah, Ralph. Okay. Very good, Ralph. So you were up there, you say, over the weekend?
Up around there and all around Dempsey and everything over the weekend. We was up there looking around for a trailer.
Oh, okay, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Is this getting to be the busy time of the year up that way?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of movement going on right now. Water's a little choppy. A few boats out, but not many. But
right. The usual date for boats to be in the water, I think, is April 30th or 31st.
Yeah, I know Dempsey down there was kind of backed up with them coming in. So I think they had a bass tournament up there.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
Some kind of fishing tournament, I believe, they had up there.
And Lake Erie can get kind of rough this time of the year.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But I'm curious, too. I know the Miller Boat Line that have ferry boats. They're going to have a brand new one they're going to put in the water yet this fall, I think.
Right. We went by there, the Jet Express and stuff, and they're still docked and everything there.
Yeah,
so.
it's a little risky at times. They don't run every day now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I was looking at that, you know, and I thought, well, there's one big cruiser, looked like, out there sitting by the drawbridge, and people was up there walking around looking up the drawbridge.
Oh, yes. That's a popular place around there. There's a popcorn store there right in downtown Port Clinton.
Right.
And you can get all varieties of popcorn.
Yeah, I've seen they noticed one there this morning on the Columbus State. I didn't know they had one down there. I think it's on maybe Broad Street or something.
Oh, really?
They showed one, all different type flavors they have down there, and I didn't know they had one down there.
Yeah, I think we have one in Marion that sells different flavors, too.
Right.
Yeah, popcorn's good.
Yeah, if you can eat it.
Yes, right.
My condition, I can't eat it.
Yeah, okay. But, I can eat it, but I can't eat it with salt on it.
Right. I can't have it because I've got that other stuff I can't have.
Diverticulitis.
Yeah.
Yes.
I never know the word, but that's what I
Yeah, can. It's hard to pronounce. Diverticulitis.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Charlie. Take care now.
Okay,
have
Ralph.
A good day.
All right, Ralph. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, yes. So, popcorn in all the flavors is quite a nice commodity. In downtown Port Clinton, right near the fish place, they have this company that makes all these different flavors of popcorn. Boy, are they busy, especially during the festival there, the Polish festival, where they have Polish beer and ice cream, of course, and as well as sausage and you name it. And they're really busy. Oh, and walleye fish. Oh, boy. Okay, now where are we? I need another question, and I happen to have another question today, and that would be, can you tell me, if somebody just mentioned it a while ago, they mentioned velvet ice cream. Now, do you know in which town the velvet ice cream people originated from? Their name was, I think, Dagger. It was a D-A-G-H-E-R, something like that. They, one of the Daggers had Freddy's Restaurant in Bucyrus at one time. But let me see, what was I asking? Oh, I was going to ask you, what town? I just told you what town. The Daggers lived in Bucyrus. They originated velvet ice cream. In fact, in Bucyrus, there is a velvet ice cream terminal where the velvet ice cream trucks, load or reload or whatever. It's on Whetstone Street in Bucyrus. Yeah. And, okay. But now I need to ask you, too, in what town will you find velvet ice cream made? What town in Ohio is velvet ice cream made? And it's really good. Really good. They have a festival there every year. A jam-packed festival. And, boy. And it's open all year long. You can stop in for ice cream anytime. The time right now in Marion, Ohio, and most of Ohio, is 1:30. And we'll be back here in a few seconds, so don't wander away. Go ahead and lick your ice cream cone if you have one on hand.
From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 p.m. to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Guests like legendary civil rights icon and comedian Dick Gregory.
Today I shut everything down. My wife was laughing because if it wasn't for this show, y'all wouldn't hear from me. And that's why you have people listening to you that don't listen to other things. First, they want to hear you. There's something in your voice. When I got off the plane yesterday, my wife told me, she said, you know, your friend called in 1 or 2 days. And I said, we'll move Wednesday around. And we do it on Wednesday and tell them I do the day date on Thursday.
Well, Mr. Gregory, I thank you so much for that, because it is always a pleasure to have you on. The king of all talk show hosts, Bill Donahue.
Well, you're very kind, and thank you, Scott. And I don't mean to look like I'm kissing a baby, but you are very good yourself. I will say this about you. You don't float a battleship of words around a rowboat of thought. And I'm afraid I do that once in a while. I do that usually when I'm least convicted or informed about my answer. The less I know, the more I talk. I think that's a lot of these are some of the things I learned over the years. The slow learner has learned after 5,000 television shows. But everybody should have the break that I had. A lot of breaks. And my hat's off to you. Thank you for your pursuit. I noticed that too. You reminded me of all the times that we worked very hard again and again to get guests that we wanted, including Ralph Nader and many others. It's been a joy. I'm pleased to have been here, and I hope it'll cut.
I think it'll. WWGH Radio, now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. Join us.
Okay, we're back once again, finally, and among our rowboat of thoughts and our battleship of words. Okay, 1:33 is the time, and 740-339-944. What city in Ohio will you find velvet ice cream being manufactured? That's our big question. We did have another caller there before the break, if that caller will call back. 740-339-944. Where is velvet ice cream produced in Ohio? And they have a big water wheel, a big, oh, here we go. Okay, good afternoon.
Must be Utica.
Utica is correct, yes. Utica, Ohio. Okay, and would you like a prize today?
Oh, no, I just wanted to answer your
okay.
question.
All right, okay, thanks.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Utica, Ohio, yeah, that's ice cream. So, Toft ice cream is made in Sandusky, out on the west side of Sandusky, and it's a rather big plant. And when you go into Toft Ice Cream, they have school seats that you can sit in and eat ice cream. It's kind of, but you can also buy a sandwich. But boy, I tell you, their ice cream is so delicious. Now, can anyone tell me, is there a place in Marion that sells Toft Ice Cream? Now, north of here, there's, you know, all over the place. But is there a place in Marion that sells Toft ice cream? I think a lot of people like to know. 740-383-9944. All right. Utica, Ohio is velvet ice cream. And velvet ice cream originated by people in Bucyrus. And velvet ice cream is still distributed out of a big terminal in Bucyrus. Okay, now, What other questions do I have for today? It's now 1:35 Eastern. Oh, the sun is shining. Yes, it is. Ooh, that's good to see. It's not as warm as yesterday, but still, it's dry and the sun is shining. But boy, did we have a wind this morning. I don't know officially how fast it was blowing, but I would say 45 miles an hour at the minimum for just a short period of time. Boy, it came down, didn't it? Oh, this rain was, yeah, I think some sleet at first. The rain came down, you could hardly see there for a few minutes. And then it was all over. Okay, good afternoon.
Hi, Charlie. Did you get an answer to your question about velvet ice cream?
Yes, I did, made in Utica, Ohio.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, 1:36 is the time, and it's Friday afternoon. Wow, what are you going to do this weekend? Now, a lot of people go out on Fridays to eat. Maybe that's because people get paid on Fridays. A lot of people do. And most restaurants are brimming full of people on Fridays. Now, one other place is brimming full will be the KFC Hall between, 5 and 7 o'clock tonight for people eating fish. Those are the, not walleye, but those are the fish that you get out of the North Atlantic, or the Western Atlantic in the Alaskan area called... what are they called? Not pollen. Starts with the letter P. You see, as you get older, you forget all those words, don't you? Okay, it's 1:37. Sometimes you get in a crowd and you look around and you're the oldest one there, and you're almost afraid to say anything because no one remembers anything that you might bring up because you're too old. And, you know, we have to consign ourselves to the fact that, hey, we're kind of out in left field anymore because there's a whole new generation out there. Okay, good afternoon, caller.
Pollock.
Yes, that's,
that's the fish.
That's the name of the fish, yeah.
Yep, okay.
Okay, thank you.
I'll be listening and push you if you need help.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Okay. All right. Yeah, the pollock. You know, I found out about pollock fish. Now, let me tell you the story. I think I've told it before. But I wondered, all these places in Marion and elsewhere were advertising walleye, all you can eat, $6.95. And I thought, that can't be. Walleye are too expensive to be able to give you all you can eat for $6.95. So I was down in Bueller's grocery store in Delaware, and I asked a man that I know, Mike Watson, was in charge of the meat department there. I said, Mike, we've got all these places advertising walleye fish, rather cheap, all you can eat. I said, what are those fish? He said, they're not walleye, they're pollocks. Pollock is a fish growing out in the deep part of the ocean, and there's plenty of them. And so that's normally... like at the KFC Hall on Fridays. Those are pollock, and they're mighty good fish. Mighty good. I don't know if you were blindly given a walleye and a pollock, if you could differentiate between the two. Probably not. Okay, fish or fish? Okay, let me see here. What else? Oh, if you were going out tonight, or... let's see, on the Feast of the Passover, you were going to have a meal, and that meal is called a Seder, S-A-D-E-R. That is a Jewish meal on the Passover, isn't it? I would like to know what is different about the bread at a Passover than the bread that we normally would eat at our lunch table. What kind of bread would you have eaten if you were eating bread at the Passover? 7403-39944. That's a good question. Now, if you're Jewish, you could tell me right offhand. And there's also something else that I don't know if they were served at the Passover, but gefilte fish. Gefilte fish is kind of like carp in a bottle. I don't think I've ever eaten gefilte fish. I would like to hear from someone who could tell me, are gefilte fish good to eat? Well, they must be, because you find them in the supermarkets, not in big quantities, but you will find them in a special ethnic compartment in your big supermarkets. Gefilte fish. That's G-I-L-F-T-E, you know, gefilte fish. Are they good to eat? Or can you tell me what kind of bread is served at a Seder meal? 740-383-9944. And here's the thing too. I don't know if I'll give it away or not, but there when you take communion in a church. Now, in a Catholic church, most Catholic churches provide you with a wafer. Oh, here we go. Let me see what the... Good afternoon, caller.
Hey, Charlie, that gefilte fish is carp. I got a jar and be reading the label.
Oh, and no kidding, I thought it was carp.
That's, we got one, we got a jar of that, like Scott likes fruitcake. We gave it away at Christmas, and anybody who waited got $20, and nobody would eat it.
I can understand.
And carp. You want matzo bread.
Matzo, well, it is, yeah, I know there's a matzo bread, but this has a, well, yes, I guess I could call that as a correct answer. It's unleavened bread. Matzah bread.
It's unleavened, but it's made matzah.
Yeah, it has no nothing in it to make it rise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and that was, and that's what I was talking about. When churches give out communion, a lot of churches give you bread. They should be giving you unleavened bread or wafers. But instead, they sometimes have a half a loaf of regular bread. They break out into chunks.
They want me in there, better be chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, would you like a prize today?
Oh, no thanks, Charlie.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm glad you called. Okay. Carp, I thought so. Now, the next time you're in a supermarket, you look up and try to find gefilte fish. Now, if you want to really have some fun, go ask somebody working in the supermarket and say, would you take me to your gefilte fish? And then look at the look they give you on their face. Because I'm sure they don't know anything at all about gefilte fish. But, yeah, they come in a glass jar. And I thought, for years, I thought those must be carp. And by George, they are. But why are they called gefilte fish? That must be a Jewish name, gefilte. Is it? Can you look that up in your Funk and Wagnall dictionary? Look up gefilte fish and find out the explanation. I'd appreciate that. Maybe some other people would, too. Look up and see and describe gefilte fish. All right? Okay, so we had the unleavened bread, which is a Jewish Passover bread. Which is also, since we give out communion, you see, in relationship to the Last Supper, but we modify everything. Jesus Christ gave out wine. People drank wine and the unleavened bread. And here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Boy, you ask about gefilte fish?
Yes.
I looked it up.
Okay.
Now it can be carp. Gefilte fish is a dish made from a poached mixture of ground, deboned fish, such as carp, white fish, or pike. It's traditionally served as an appetizer by the Ashkenazi Jewish household.
Uh-huh.
Now, it would, you know, tend to be logical around here. If you got it, they're going to use carp.
Right. Well, boy.
So, but from a poached mixture of ground deboned fish such as carp, whitefish, or pike.
Yeah. Okay. Pike.
So, you know, it could be pretty good. It sounds like it would
Scott,
be better.
Did you know that Martha Dallas and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marion, native and Miss America, Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
2 jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
This is Scott Spears, and I hope you join me Monday through Friday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. to listen to guests like these. Phil Donahue.
29 years, and imagine what happened during those times. And we talked about it, and this show had my name on it. It was wonderful. You got to meet everybody. Is the caller there?
Sally Jesse Raphael.
All they wanted was shock value. And so they put in producers to do that kind of show, and I kept saying, no, I won't. And I made a conscious decision to do what I didn't want to do because I needed the money. And eventually they put me out of my misery by firing me. And that's okay.
Cookie legend, famous Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play...
Legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
But it was kind of interesting because Phyllis Diller kind of always played on this "Hey, I'm ugly" image.
Well, baby, let me put it like this: I used to get so much revenue for playing witches. That's witches, as in Halloween. And darling, after I had that first beautiful facelift, I never again was offered a witch role.
Is that right?
Now that tells you a lot.
Yeah, it definitely does.
And my social life improved.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Okay, we're back once again with our rowboat of thoughts and our battleship of words. Okay. Yeah, let's see. Oh, I appreciate Terry Klein calling in, give us that definition of gefilde fish. So if you ever see a jar of fish in the supermarket and it says gefilde fish, you'll know, you might look at it and see, too, if you see carp written on the label, as well as pike or whitefish or whatever. It's a bunch of ground-up fish, and I don't know if it's considered how can it ever be considered a treat? It couldn't taste that good. Okay, so we move right along at 1:48 Eastern Daylight Time, and what else can I ask you today? Well, let me go back to the unleavened bread. At the Last Supper, Christ served wine as his blood and bread as his body, but his bread was unleavened bread and the body was wine. Today we've watered down, most churches that is, have watered down that picture to where a lot of churches give away chunks of bread that come, maybe they buy a loaf of bread at the supermarket and pull chunks of it out and give to people for communion, and give, Kool-Aid or what is that company in Cincinnati that produces the alcohol-free, not wine, but grape juice, Welch's, okay. So you get Welch's grapefruit juice and a chunk of bread to replace unleavened bread and wine, and that's the way it is nowadays. Okay, now let me move on here. Okay, I've got the unleavened bread story. The Seder meal. I can remember one of the churches in Marion, I think it was the Nazarene Church, one year had a Seder meal at the Colosseum. Now, I don't know how many people showed up for that. Maybe not enough, because I only think I remember promoting that Seder meal one time. And it was a meal composed of things I've talked about here this morning. The Jewish Passover meal. Okay, now, here's another question. There is a city in Pennsylvania by the name of Mauk Chunk. Yeah, there really is. A city by the name of Mauk, M-A-U-K, Chunk, C-H-U-N-K. Now, that city in Pennsylvania has a connection to a former Marion resident. Now, figure that one out. The town of Mauk Chunk, Pennsylvania, has something to do with a former resident of Marion County, Ohio. 740-383-9944. Can you name that person? Now, here's the other thing. It's not part of the question. There was a typical Pennsylvania diner in Mauk Chunk, Pennsylvania, that was sold to the Liberty Air Museum in Port Clinton. After it was sold, they had to transport that diner all the way to Port Clinton to the Liberty Aviation Museum. And today, right now, if you got in your car and drove up to Port Clinton, you could have a meal at the diner that used to be in Mauk Chunk, Pennsylvania. Yeah. And all of its meals are aviation titled. And you can eat in that diner looking out the window of the various aircraft around the area. Not only the aircraft at the Liberty Aviation Museum, but the regular Port Clinton Airport just across the field. Now, if you want to fly up, you could land at the Port Clinton Airport and then say, hey, I need a lift over to the museum. And they'll give that to you. You know, they'll take you down. 1:52 is the time. Here it is Saturday afternoon. Wow. Partly cloudy outside right now. A little bit breezy, but not breezy like it was in the middle of the morning. Woo, boy, it blew. And it blew. Okay, let me see what else I've got here. Now, here's a good one, maybe. Maybe. Marion Municipal Airport once had a county road passing through it. Now, I want you to tell me, and that county road is still around today, but not through the airport. What's the name of that road? What's the name of the road that once went through the Marion Municipal Airport, and it ended up in Morrow County, incidentally? Yeah, it traveled quite a ways, right straight over to Morrow County. What's the name of that road that used to be part of the Marion Airport? 740-383-9944. And you say, well, why isn't it now? Well, because it would interfere with planes landing. And also, it was removed when the government took over that whole area to make bombs for World War II. Thousands of acres were gathered up, farms confiscated, and we turned into a big bomb factory here in Marion County. Boy, that was something. And of course, most all of us cannot remember. There are some people still living, though, that can remember. Here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, that road that you say used to was go through the airport, Marion Williamsport?
Yes, that's the answer. Yeah, Marion Williamsport Road, right.
How did I remember that?
Yeah, how did you?
I guess being almost 75 tomorrow helped me remember.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, hey, I've got 9 years on you. I'm 84.
Hey, that's what I've been hearing.
Yeah, I'll be 85 in September. Woo! If I make it.
Good deal.
Yeah. Hey, would you like a prize?
Yeah, what do you got on the food side?
On the food side, I've got McDonald's meals, and I got a San Soda $10 certificate from San
Soda. I'll take that one.
Okay, all right. Now, your name?
Lauren Hershey.
Lauren Hershey. Okay, Lauren.
You still down there? I'll come and get it.
Yeah, come before 3 o'clock today.
And well,
we're down
here by Hart.
We're
I'm
underneath
here by Harding High School, so I'll come and get it.
Okay, we're right underneath the Beltone hearing aid.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. We'll see you, Lauren.
All right.
Okay. Bye. Okay. Lauren Hershey. Okay. He gets Sansotas. Let me write that down here. Okay. Yeah, the Marion Williams Port Road used to run right through the airport. But, and the thing is, for a long time, you could come the other way on what was left of the Marion Williams Port Road and end up on the runway. Okay. I've got another question concerning the Marion Airport. Are you ready for that? Let me see here. I'm looking over to see what other questions I have for today. I don't want to. Oh, that's right, Mock Chunk, Pennsylvania. What former Marion resident is connected with Mock Chunk, Pennsylvania? Ooh, see if you can get that one. Okay, Mock Chunk. That's a weird name, isn't it? But that's where the diner at the Liberty Aviation Museum once was located. But the diner had nothing to do with the former Marion resident that Mock Chunk is noted for, you might say. 156 and a half right now. And let me see, what else do I have here? Here's a easy one. What underground mineral is Marion City noted for? It once supplied a place for a lot of workers. What underground material in the city of Marion and just all around us, and there's a lot of it still there, of course, was once the employment for a lot of people. And a lot of this particular mineral was used to, they burned it and packaged it in barrels made here in Marion and shipped it onto the steel mills. Now, what mineral am I talking about? In Marion, you know, you could dig down in Marion, and if you dug far enough, you'd find this mineral. Sometimes you wouldn't have to dig but a couple of inches. There are some places in Marion you wouldn't have to dig at all. But I can remember the radio station I used to work in. It had this underlying, it was bedrock, and they could only build a basement so far and had to stop. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Is it calcium?
Oh, well, it's limestone, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, now, you want a prize?
No.
Okay.
I just enjoy answering your question.
Okay, good enough. All right.
Thank you, Charlie.
Okay, thanks. Okay, yeah, limestone. There's limestone everywhere. But now, I could ask you another question, but I won't. Going east of Marion, though, you will not find limestone. Yeah, that's right. You won't. Because now, here's the thing that a lot of people in Marion would have no idea. That because you get out to Route, I think, about 98, and that ends the limestone, maybe even a little bit before that. No more limestone. You know what's underground there? Shale. S-H-A-L-E. Shale. You know what shale is noted for? Well, it's kind of a crumbly rock. And it's a rock that can emit radon, and which is not good. But the minerals in shale, as they disintegrate, form radon, the silent, odorless killer. If it's now, just think, there are some people with a lot of radon in their homes that do not know it. Now, some people, I've had mine tested, and mine's right on the borderline. But I knew one person in Marion that had such a case of radon, he had to have ventilators installed in his basement windows to pump out the air out of his basement. So full of radon. You never thought of that, did you? But radon comes from disintegrating shale. How about that? Well, don't go away. We're coming up on 2 o'clock, and I'll have another airport question coming up.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Dick Gregory,
I just said my prayer to the real God. I said, hey, man, there are some Negroes that deserve cancer, but I am not one of them.